Day 5, Teaching Music Theory in a Group Class. Start with triads, 1, 3, 5. For those more advanced, stack 7, 9, 11, and 13. Restrict the beginners only to 1, 3, 5 stuff for now. Take control of the class. 1, 3, 5 can be played in any order, so make a major chord. In any order to make a major chord. If you alter the 1, the 3, or 5, you get a minor third. Give the beginners an assignment based on something they already know or that you just gave them. And they can do that while you teach the intermediate advanced people. For example, C6-3 is a sixth above and a third above the lowest note, which is like first inversion. C6-4 is 5-1-3, which is, or 5-3-1, which are both second inversion. Dieter says, for more advanced people, you can do superimposition of triads. In other words, build a triad off the third, and you get the 5, 7, and 9 off the the root. Build a triad off the fifth, and you get 7, 9, and 11. Build a triad off the seventh, and you get 9, 11, 13. You can also get the advanced people going first with an assignment, and then teach intermediates, and then review with the beginners and newbies. New class topic. A principle, by the way, equals how to give info in theory and then layer it for everyone. This class is write out 7 notes but make room for 13. Tell a story, like a key is a collection of notes, chords, and scales where one note sounds like home base. A key is a street, and then give them activities like pick 4 or just do them or do the minors. You can just continue it. In other words, like if the minor starts on the sixth, you can have the diagram be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 like you have in the major, and then just continue right from 6, and it'll say 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you write out from there the new 1 and you relabel everything from there. So it's like a big number line. The principles in this are you must find visualization aids for theory concepts. Don't make the lessons too big in the beginning. It's like weights. They can always add more. Matthew Delage lesson. Play 1-3-5 E chord, and then you're going to play chord tones and then add the flat 2 for a Spanish flavor. Or move 1 to flat 2. So you have an E flat 9 voicing. Kevin Downing. How to get student buy-in and create massive retention for the hobbyist student. Humans are social animals and need to be liked. So he has a very different SOP for pro-level players. But most people, well, at least 50% of people quit a job because of the management, the verbal and non-verbal difficulty to people being afraid to communicate has skyrocketed. People leave you, not your school. People leave you, not your school, and they don't know what to expect from guitar, and if they can keep up, and their self-doubt creeps in. So educate them on why you're doing something always. Get them to make a decision about what they are doing. Ask shaping questions. Open lines of communication are there, but 69% of students don't feel comfortable communicating. So what to do? 1, create a frequent schedule where you can continually ask them questions, like 1 or 2 questions per week at least, by in class, by phone or email, but think carefully which one, because in class is always best. Maybe go to a private room if they share something personal with you and you want to discuss it while the rest of the class is going. 2, let them know you'll be communicating with them on a regular basis and what to expect. Let them know great progress can only happen with good communication between teacher and student. Think before you speak. 3, talk about their concerns. Always ask open-ended questions, not yes or no questions, so you can get to the root of a problem, like self-doubt, or what pisses them off, etc. 4, talk about their short and long-term goals. Ask them without saying the word goals, like their favorite 30 songs, for example, etc. Keep communicating about how they're doing. Hold the carrot in front of them, like for jam classes, and what players do they admire, and focus on what matters to them, not you. 5, communicate why you're doing what you're doing and how it fits in to the lineage of things. Don't be afraid of your competition. There isn't any. Even if they got any of this information, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Most importantly, know how and why what you're showing them relates to their goals and communicate it to them. This cannot be overstressed. 6, give healthy feedback. Don't be superficial here. Give hearty, detailed feedback. It should be instant. Always have a good way to back up what you're saying. In other words, remember the first time you tried this, you were at X, and now 3 months later, you're at Y. And then 3 months later, you were at Y, and now you're at Z. And boy, am I proud. Praise the effort, not them. And only tell them how they can improve. And sometimes rub in salt with something they want. And give praise on the effort. If something is boring, just do it in small doses, but frequently. Use metrics such as a metronome. I hope you're proud of yourself because you should be. 7, use KPIs, key performance indicators. Most people overestimate their abilities and underestimate the time required. Show them how well they're progressing in some meaningful way, like use metrics so they can't refuse the evidence. 8, take notes of your tasks, of your talks, in bullet points, and note their body language. 9, listen actively. Lots of different nationalities have lots of different ways of thinking, so restate what they say to you back to them. This is most difficult but essential. 10, send what you discuss in writing if necessary. 11, keep your promises, your reputation is at stake. Most hobbyists quit in the first 12 months. These communications should be done with conversation, not formal communication, because this is fun, not work. Bring each of these up at different times. Educate them why you're doing it and how it relates to their goals, so that they can make a decision. They make the decision, not you. You're just the guide. They must believe they can do it and that you can get them there. Give them something they can believe in. Very important. For example, explain about muscle memory and why the things they watch on YouTube always look so easy. Anything new must be done repetitively, hence the training classes. Quote, fast is slow, slow is fast. Or, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Example, add rhythmic phrasing to scales. Learning licks get you started. Advanced players play through the changes, i.e. the chord changes, i.e. like playing playing chord tones as the chords move, so when the chord changes, you change the set of notes. Tell them you can and will get them there. Show them a class that's already doing that, if possible. Bring them right into the class and show them. Part 2, Kevin Downing's live teaching session, teaching autumn leaves to advanced, intermediate, and a beginner. The intro, most rock players don't know that you must know the changes before you solo on them. You first, you learn the vanilla changes, like the basic changes with no coloration to them. B, you learn the melody. C, improvise over the changes and or enhance the chords. D, learn an improvised melody that someone else played. E, arpeggios. F, a fully improvised solo. Ask if they know their 2-5-1s, and each of them will have different comfort levels. Don't do it all for them. Make them write it out. The goal is to get them to play together so that the beginner and intermediate player can play with the advanced player and feel good. The beginner boils down the chords to very easy versions, example, playing A minor instead of F sharp half diminished. And the advanced people can embellish and enhance the chords, like on the top three strings and altering the fifths or the adding ninths or whatever, and trying to do it in smooth voice leading. Get the more advanced people going first. When he gets them to jam together at the end of the class, they take it home and can show their friends and family, or he sends it to them afterwards. Future planting. Did you hear from him? You'll be able to play like that. Did you hear him? You'll be able to play like that soon, referring to someone else in the class. Layers for advanced. thirds and sevenths only on like the third and fourth strings. And there was a mention about transposing via root movement or by the theory way so they can transpose keys. Like, in other words, you just use the same motion on the fretboard, the same relationship of roots on a different part of the fretboard, or you can write out the Roman numerals and transpose it that way. The beginner can play only one strum per bar. Advanced can do third and seventh, plus one more note on the second string. Bigger groups, you can split it up into groups of 3 to 5 based on their level. Why are we doing this? Learners need to know that they can do it and what it feels like to play with advanced people. And advanced people need to know how to dish out parts for lesser players, which happens in real life. Basic swing strum, 1, 2, and. 1, 2, and. And the one can either be short or long. Bubble parts, a part that you can easily give to a beginner, and they can play along with minimal effort. A bubble part is something that bubbles below the surface, below the main melody, as in a lot of Tom Petty songs. So even though it's a teaching class, they're still playing a lot. Leave them feeling good, and you recorded it, and you'll post it. So, and then you ask, do you feel good about this? And then give each person their homework assignment. Side note, Sean Baxter's jazz metal album and Hentai Corporation, H-E-N-T-A-I, are two examples of heavy metal jazz. Part 3. Dangle the carrot under their nose. Put the carrot under their nose. Theories on how to do that. Don't say, let me tell you how to do it. Show them how to do it. Don't say that they can tour the world because it sounds unrealistic. Share the methodologies in relation to their goals and strengths, not yours. Why should you pick students for future development? A, they could teach for you. B, there are gigs around town. Internal versus external motivation. Put the carrot under the nose. Keep a close eye on their behavior so you can put appropriate carrots under them.